بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we have completed the 20th para, alhamdulillah. And one of those ayahs that we recited was regarding to Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam. How Musa alayhi salam was king of the world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from where he was going to be, he used the same house, being the enemy and all rest of it, Allah used the same house for him to grow up, to show Allah ta'ala shows how great he is. That what Fir'aun wanted to do is, he made an announcement that any home has a child born boy, he has to be killed. The mother was very concerned. Allah Ta'ala puts wahi into her heart. He tells her not to be feeling any kind of grief. Just put it in a basket and leave it in the grave. Let it carry on in the river, the river Nile. Just imagine the sister was following us in the basket to come to the door of her own. In other words, an alliance then. This shows how Allah is so powerful and so great, that when he sees the child too, he made up his mind to kill. But Allah Ta'ala, you see, woman is something can turn a man anyhow. Woman, oh, woman is dangerous. That's why others take the Jannah to say Jahannam. Just imagine a tyrant ruler like this, Fir'aun, who has made up his mind. But his beloved wife just had to tell, when Allah puts some love into someone, the child's love was so strong in her heart, and after all, it was a Nabi, after all, to be. So what kind of child that would be? And the moment she looks at the child, and he became so fond of the child, and she just turned his mind just like that. That's how women do, they turn a man's mind just like that. And he said, he convinced him that, no, this child has to live, because it's become very close to me. When Allah does something, no one can change. See, here we have to see the qudrat of Allah. That one side he is of this kind that he wants to kill. Another side Allah shows that this the love of the child is put to the woman of that kind, that straight away he changes his mind. And then we know Musa alayhi salam lived in that place for so long, and how he grew up, and how Allah Ta'ala brought the mother in the same house. The same house, and she was the one who was feeding the child all the time. Allah Ta'ala's greatness, you look at, or you have to look at the grace of Allah Ta'ala. And thereafter, whatever happened, it's a very long story, that how he went away from there. After that, he had to go. He committed a mistake was made of killing someone, and then from there he had to go away. And when he went away from there, then he went to Shu'aib alayhi salam. And then from there he was getting married, he got married to his daughter. When she told him this, you can never get a man of this kind who is so ameen and so strong. However, he got married, was all the day after, he got nubuwat too. He got prophethood too. Now how did he get prophethood? What was the reason for him to get prophethood? He was, because he was a shepherd, looking after the animals. And one day that one animal, one goat or a sheep, made him run, you know, made him run, he ran. Look, he ran after him. Now when he ran after him, he was very angry. You must know Musa was an angry person, but not for the anger for his nafs, to save Allah Ta'ala. But now when this animal made him run, and he ran behind that animal, but no, now he's chasing that animal, he's getting angry too. But the moment he got hold of the animal, instead of getting angry, he started rubbing on the animal and saying, if you didn't have pity for me, why didn't have pity for yourself? So that was something that brought about nubuwwah to him. Prophethood was given at that time. Because the quality you're supposed to have in us, this is what you call, the quality of tolerance. Tolerance he had in him. This tolerance that he had in him, this is the greatest quality that which we're supposed to have in us, which we are lacking. That when anything happens to us, we get so angry, we forget everything. After we get angry, we do the wrong thing and then we regret. We are people who wrong and then regret. Yeah, Musa alayhi salam, teaching us a lesson that no, no matter what it is, he tolerates the situation. When you actually rub the animal, you do not feel pity for you, why not pity for yourself? That was the reason for him Allah Ta'ala gave Nubuwwat. So we come to know that tolerance is something with a very great quality. It's a very great quality which very few of us have in us. Tolerance is very easy to say you are tolerating it. Sometimes they say, why do you tolerate the wife? Why don't you keep quiet? Tolerate. You tell why don't you keep quiet? With the tolerance gone now. So this is how it is. So that's how Musa was given Allah Ta'ala in the Buwattu. And we know thereafter what happened to Firaun, the rest of it too. The next ayat is Allah Islamim Ahasiban Nas Ayutaku Ayakulu Amanahum Laiutanu. But this ayat is a very important ayat to show us that what is the purpose for us to come in this world. The reason for us to come in this world is a reason, not to come and eat and drink. Eating and drinking animals eat and drink too. The reason for coming in this world, Allah does it because to test. You are definitely going to do test. All kind of tests you're going to go through. How you come to know you love Allah Ta'ala? Not when Allah Ta'ala gives you everything, then you love Him. When He takes away everything, you don't love Him. In this condition, you come to realize how much you love Allah in every condition. In every condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you, you agree and accept happily. So this is the condition that Allah Ta'ala will test man, because in this world we came here for a test. This we must have stamped in our mind, that we have come in this world not to be just living the whole life. We have to go to another life. So that we will be tested. Now for that test is that you get Jannah, not free. Not free. You have to go through some, you have to go through all difficulties and hardships and rest of it too. But these are all temporary things. These are, Allah Ta'ala says it's arzi, it's just not it's temporary. You have to go through all these things, you have to go through all these tests and trials. And He says, Allah Ta'ala says that in the end of it, you will know the Muslims will overpower the non-Muslims. Islam will overtake it. But as far as the world is concerned, as long as you are in this world, don't think it is going to be smooth sailing. It's going to be high and up and down you'll be. Sometimes you'll be like this, sometimes like that too. Sometimes you go this difficulty, that sickness, all kind of sickness. How do you respond to those things when it comes to you? The most important is how you face, when you face with those conditions, how you respond. Respond is supposed to be that you have to amanna wa sarna. Allah Ta'ala knows why He's doing that to me. You don't complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the end of the day, then Allah Ta'ala shows in the Quran, two in different ayahs of Quran, and shows to us that this condition of test and trial is not only for you too. It was for the nation before you too. And also those Nabis, they also underwent the same condition, but worse than you too. We went through no test. We got one small test, we got one small pain here, or this pain, you got some kind of sickness, we don't know what's happening to us. But look at Ayyub alayhi salam. For so many years he was in his condition, that Allah Ta'ala gave him the sickness that the people of that place did not want him to stay there too. And he went ahead to be forced to get out of the place too. But he never complained to Allah. He never complained to Allah. So likewise he had to, they underwent different conditions. Our condition, nothing compared to their condition. To show them that they also go through trials and tribulations man will be facing all the time. This does not mean that if a person going through difficulties, Allah is unhappy with him. Because many a times you'll find a person getting very, very sick and going through difficult conditions, Allah Ta'ala will raise his status as far as he may suffer. As long as he may suffer. So in every way we must understand that we come in this world for tests and trials. And Allah Ta'ala is going to test us. Only thing he will make dua, Allah Ta'ala, do not put us in any test. And if the test comes, he may suffer. And through the sabr, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala raise the stage in this world. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu lil mustaqeem. Wa salatu wa salam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizri dunya wa adhabi al-qabri wa adhabi al-akhir. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihha wal-'iffah wal amana wa husna al-khulq wal ridha bil qadar. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه برحمتك يا رب العالمين.